Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. We thank you for the opportunity to learn this week. We want to be equipped. We want to be wise counselors, loving counselors, and we just want to grow and to be better at it. And we just thank you for all the teaching we've had so far. May you just bless our time and give us your wisdom and help. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So I'd like to see a show of hands. How many of you are already counseling? So about half, wouldn't you think? About half. Okay. So some of you may have come to this counseling conference because you've never formally counseled anyone. And I hope that this session will take out some of the fear of sitting across from somebody to talk to them about their issues. Okay. And for those of you that are seasoned counselors, I hope this may be just an encouragement for the people that you mentor. I'm hoping that you're mentoring someone that might be counseling. So just bear with me, okay? Now, you may not be involved in a counseling office like we have here at Faith Church, but we all do counseling, don't we? We all do. Even if it's just over coffee and somebody calls and I'm just struggling with something, I just need to meet with you a time or two and so on and so forth. So you may not be doing regular formal counseling, but you are counseling and you want to make sure that your counsel is good and your counsel is biblical, okay? So in this session, we're going to talk about how to start a first counseling session. And before we discuss this, I'd like to just share, have you noticed that I give you a lot of notes? I give you a lot of notes because I think it's just helpful to go back and look at notes. So I hope you all don't mind that I put so much in there. I used to be limited to the number of pages, but now I don't have to be limited. So I got these great, let's just get them all. I'll send you my notes. So, okay. So anyway, before we discuss this, I'd like to share some things I've learned over the years doing biblical counseling. And if you all have some things that you want to share, I want to hear that too. And I brought my pencil so I can write it down, okay? So everyone is a counselor, and I had to determine what my counsel would be based on. Was it going to be based on my opinions and experiences, or the world's dealing with the world, how they deal with problems, or was it going to be God's word? And if it's going to be God's word, that means I have to be a diligent student of the Bible. And you've heard this before, to be a good counselor, you first need to be a good counselee. That's right. So am I growing and changing? I can't give someone something that I don't have. And the condition of my heart is important as I go into a case. How is my attitude? Am I fearful or anxious? What's my attitude towards this counselee? Maybe I've read their intake form and I've already kind of formed some opinions and that's not a good idea. You know, have I already formed opinions about her that might overshadow my counsel to her? I can't change anyone. Only the Lord can do that. And I had to guard against putting pressure on myself to have all the answers because I don't have all the answers. I know someone who does, but I don't have them. Yeah, so it's Janet, so, you know. So once I truly embraced that fact, I just felt a lot of relief, a lot of pressure was off my shoulders. The goal of biblical counseling is addressing hard issues. Biblical counseling is not about behavioral changes or trying to change my circumstances. And I don't want to give Band-Aids for cancer. If there's a real problem here, I'm not just going to dispense a few verses just to say, maybe this will make you feel better. No, if it's cancer, we need to dig it out. We need to get rid of it. And I tell my counselees that. I do. Now, counselee may say she wants to change, but more often counselees come in hoping to figure out how to change their circumstances so they can feel better. And you know what? And that's understandable. But the primary goal is for her to learn how to please and honor God in her current circumstances and recognizing that he's at work even through what she's experiencing. I want them to understand that their goal and purpose in life is to please God. I sound like a broken record. I discussed that in the first session, the second session, the third session, and probably almost all the sessions. I want her to make sure that she is viewing life's circumstances through that grid. I'm not here to solve all of her problems. I have to be king and kingdom-centered, not people and problem-centered, because she could come in every week with a whole new set of problems. I need to keep in mind that they could possibly come in each week with a new set of problems, and it's up to me as the counselor to stay on the agenda, to set the agenda. Unless there's just, it's really an emergency, they're just like, they just had this big issue with their husband or at work or their kids, or, you know, it's just overwhelming to them, then I'm gonna address that right then and there. But if it's just a kind of a peripheral thing, I'll just make a note and I'll say, you know, this is really important to you, I can tell that, but let's go ahead and keep with what we're gonna talk about tonight and we'll come back to that. I have to be a good listener. The majority of the first session is learning about the counselee and her situation. And I shouldn't assume that I understand what she's dealing with until I hear her out. I have to ask many clarifying questions. So I want to go deeper than just the surface level. When I was getting certified, Amy Baker was the one that I sat with. She was not my fellow because she can't be a fellow because she's not a fellow. And you know what I mean? And so Amy would say, Bev, you know, you've gone this deep and I want you to go this deep. I want you to get down here. And so that was really helpful. And the other thing, you know, my counselor was sitting right here. I needed to put a sign on the back wall, ask more questions. So with that said, I have to be willing to speak hard things, right? If we're gonna dig out cancer, sometimes we're gonna have to say some hard things. Proverbs 27:6 says, the wounds of a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. I'm to show kindness and compassion. More than likely she's hurting, and that's why she's reached out for help. And she may share some really difficult things with me. I have to be careful not to be judgmental or let my jaw drop to the floor like, you did what? You know what I mean? Okay. I pray with and for my counselees. I'll tell them that. I said, I'm going to be praying for you every day and that you really are putting things into practice and really learning what we're talking about. And if I have trainees in the room, I'll say, and they're going to be praying for you too, because I really want them to know. And then I've also learned that I shouldn't work harder than my counselees. If they're not working hard at this, I'm not going to keep at it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to hear from you. And I, like I said, I have my pencil. So is there anything that you've learned that over the years that has really been beneficial? Okay, her question is about homework, and we'll get to homework, but I'll answer that now. If I assign homework, and let's say they've had a hard week, and one of the things that we're going to talk about are my expectations. I want her to know what she can expect from me, but I also want her to know what I expect of her, and homework is one of them, for her to do her homework. But after I assign homework, I'll ask, now, do you think this is doable? She knows her week better than I know her week. You know, if I'm assigning her 10 different things, I'm setting her and me up for failure. But if, let's say, I assign homework and she says, yes, this is doable, and then she's had something come up and it's really hard, I'm going to show her grace. I would want her to show me grace. I would want you to show me grace. And so I'm going to show her grace and say, I know this is hard. And I may just reassign some of those things. And not be too fretful about that. I just think it's wonderful they've come in, and I commend them, and I think it's in my notes. I really commend them for coming in. They don't even know me, and they're willing to spill it all. And I'm just, you know what I mean? And that's hard. That's really hard. Of course, sometimes it's easier to spill to a stranger than to somebody that's in your church. I've noticed that too. Anyway, anybody else have any lessons that they've learned? Yeah, she said sometimes it's a skill to learn to ask good questions. And Janet had assigned M, right? Emily?
Yes.
Emily. Emily, those questions from David Pallison. Yes. And those are X-ray questions. And I think they're in his book, Seeing with
actually,
New Eyes.
They're everywhere. If you Google David Pallison X-ray questions, you'll get them.
Yeah, and so you can print them and you can hand them out, or you can, you know, assign different ones. So those are really good questions. Anyone else? Yeah, and sometimes you do feel inadequate. You know, you think, wow, man, I've never struggled with this, or I've never talked to a cutter before, or I've never talked to somebody that's going through this before. But you know what? You're right. Just keep taking them to the Savior. And one of the other things I put in your note is, if you need help, then you just need to go to another seasoned counselor I had a lot of people that I could go to. I had Rob Green.